With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, as National Guard troops deploy across her city as part of the president's efforts to clamp down on crime, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is responding.
She's called President Trump's takeover of the city's police department and his decision to activate 800 members of the National Guard unsettling and unprecedented, and gone as far as to cast his efforts as part of an authoritarian push. But Bowser has so far declined to respond with the kind of bitter rhetoric and personal attacks typical of other high-profile Democratic leaders. She even suggested the surge in resources might benefit the city and noted that limited home rule allows the federal government to, quote, intrude on our autonomy in many ways. Bowser is in her third term as mayor of the capital city. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump says there was no decision not to invite Volodymyr Zelensky to Friday's summit, with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
It was always going to be I was going to meet with President Putin, and then after that I'm going to call the leaders and President Zelensky. I'm going to call President Zelensky, and then I'll call probably in that order the leaders. There's a very good chance that we're going to have a second meeting, which will be more productive than the first, because the first is I'm going to find out where we are and what we're doing.
A conservative political organizer says Republicans should have no qualms about the redistricting in Texas and elsewhere to add new congressional seats. Here's Bob Agnew.
For Republicans to even have, like, even a few doubts about this, I think it's insane.
Ned Ryan with American Majority says there's a long history of the parties in power redrawing election maps.
Democrats have done this all the time. I think New York did it in a random in-between, you know, census time a few years ago.
And Ryan has a message for Republicans. He says we're given a mandate with the 2024 re-election of Donald Trump.
You were given political power for a reason. You should use it.
Bob Agnew report.
And this is SRN News. Well, a victory for girls in Idaho.
A U.S. district court has ruled the state can enforce a new law that bars males from female bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. The court found that the Boise High School Sexuality and Gender Alliance, quote, failed to meet its burden because it is unlikely to succeed on its claims since the state has outlined a legitimate government interest, privacy, related to the action it took. Similar laws in other states have also been challenged. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates warn that Muslim terrorists may soon be running a de facto country of their own somewhere around northern Nigeria. Now, deadly attacks on Christians have been taking place in that region for decades, but fighters from outside the country are moving in now, and the tempo of those attacks just recently has greatly increased. This is SRN News. Well, a very big name in appliance manufacturing plans a major investment in U.S. operations.
GE Appliances plans on spending $3 billion expanding its American facilities. GE will shift production of refrigerators, gas ranges, and water heaters from China and Mexico. The plan is to add 1,000 jobs and modernize GE Appliances' U.S. plants over the next 5 years. It will affect operations in Kentucky and Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Amazon rolling out a service where its Prime members can order their groceries at the same time of other basic items. Company says customers in more than 1,000 cities now have access to groceries with its free same-day delivery on orders of $25 over that for Prime members. More details at srnnews.com.